two nights off a game. Maybe you get a back-to-back every once in a while when you're out. Now you're doing every other day. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. But so I took a look at this, and I had the NBA playoffs. So, and Trae Young did this. There's a lot of people on radio, on TV, all the experts, you know, Trae Young. Boy, that trade, Trae Young for Luka Doncic, man, the Dallas Mavericks got all that trade.
Right.
And all Trae Young's done is win a couple of playoff series, and they just don't like him because he doesn't buy into all the things that are said. He's not a social media guy. He's just none of that. He just likes to play.
He just likes to play ball.
Yeah. Reminds me a little bit like Kyler Murray, except for Trae Young has one more. But, you know, he's too small, you know.
Right. Whoever had 403 in the pool for Kyler Murray reference, you yes. win.
So Jimmy Butler's like, yeah, this game isn't that big a deal. We're going to come in here. We're going to take care of this. And Atlanta on Miami's floor whooped them. So the Milwaukee Bucks now wait for how this works. And it's a crazy thing. So Miami still gets to play the winner of the Eastern Conference game that is tonight, and that is the Toronto Raptors and the Chicago Bulls. And whoever, so then they'll play again against Miami, and whoever wins that game here's their prize. You get to play the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee.
That's what I'm looking at. I'm trying to see, because we've got Bulls, Raptors, Thunder, Pelicans.
Yep.
And then okay. Yeah, I'm looking at this. I was watching Cubs last night, which we'll talk about that later, but that was a fun game to watch. But yeah, I mean the Lakers won,
now.
But it took them to overtime.
Yep, took them to overtime
to win the game.
Didn't cover. I don't think either game. Well, the other game didn't cover either because Miami was a pretty big favorite actually.
Right. And they lost 116-105.
Yeah, they got
wow.
They
got
beat.
That's
up.
Beat. Yeah,
and that is that. Yeah, LA's prize, which is a little bit better than whoever's going to go to Milwaukee and whoever's going to go to Denver. LA gets Memphis, but you like I said, no home games throughout the whole entire playoffs.
Right.
I mean, not that no home games. So they don't get four home games in a 7-game series because it. I don't know. I don't know if I like the play-in games or I don't like the play-in games. I don't think I really care. It gives them a couple of extra time. It gives these other teams time to rest. That's the thing I didn't like about if you're a 1, 2, 3, and a 4 seed and you have to start playing again 3 days after the season's over, I think that's too soon. Will you watch the NBA playoffs?
Like I said, I guess I needed to get a little more momentum.
You have Big Chuck, and I have Andrew.
And DeAndre, and I mean all the guys at work. All they do is talk about it. But it hasn't put its claws in me yet because it was, what was it, the semifinals, and then the final. I mean it took a little bit for me, but then I got into it last year. But I mean I'm looking at it, so you got, it's just weird to see the Lakers as a number 7 seed.
Yeah,
you know I mean that's we're just not. I mean. I guess if I would have followed a little better on NBA basketball, that the fact that they're in there is what they wanted.
They started the season out 2-10.
Right.
You know, and everybody – now, if they play like they did in the fourth quarter, and so I started watching in the second quarter. I got done. I did that really bad thing. You know, I'm flipping on my DirecTV stream, and Chef was on with
– Oh, Bradley Cooper.
No, that's Burnt.
Oh.
Chef with the guy that does all the Avenger stuff. That's Iron Man's. What's his name? He was Iron
Jarvis?
Man. No.
Iron Man.
Iron Man's guy that's always with Iron Man. The guy that actually does Favoir. How do you say his name? John Favoir?
Oh. Yes, I know you're talking. The director.
Yes.
Yes.
He was the
linebacker in The Replacements.
Yes. 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 A very young.
Very young. He was also in Swingers with Vince
Vaughn. Chef, a very good movie where he gets a food truck. with his son, and it's a good movie. I just, when it's on, I watch it. You've never seen it?
No, I haven't. I didn't even know. I'm looking at here because it's. I'm looking first round in the Eastern Conference, first round in the Western Conference. So yes, we've got the 76ers and Nets coming at Celtics against Hawks, Cavaliers and Knicks. So we're waiting for the play in for who gets to play the number one Bucks,
the Nuggets, the Bucks, and the Nuggets,
And it's yes, and then the Western, it's Suns versus Clippers, Kings versus Warriors. I mean, to see the Lakers as a 7 and the Warriors as a 6, maybe I should have paid a little more attention this season because. It just, but there was injuries from my understanding
Golden
as well.
State, yeah. Golden State had Andrew Wiggins for like 20 games and Steph was out. Clay was out. I mean, they had a lot. I wouldn't want to play Golden State. I would much rather play the Lakers than play Golden State when they're healthy. And they showed that last year. And just looking at this, you know, it should come down to, I mean, Philadelphia, everybody is on the Philadelphia bandwagon, and I'm a huge Joel Embiid guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's fun to watch him.
No, absolutely. I agree with that.
I don't know if he can lead a team to a championship, but here's the reason I don't think the 76ers can get to the championship, because I don't think James Harden can lead anybody to a championship game. I'm just not impressed, and never have been. And I get beat up on that too, but
here's where the funny, or we shouldn't say funny, but I mean, it's the extension of the playoffs, and we said tongue-in-cheek about, well, everybody but two teams get in. But I, as I look at this, the play-in game's tonight at 6 o'clock, the Bulls against the Raptors. The Bulls' record is 40-42.
Yep.
That's what division was it in the NFL that you got into the – well, Tampa Bay got in with an 8-9 record or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's just weird to see that you can make it into a playoff scenario with a less than 500 record.
And the really crazy thing is the Chicago Bulls could win games. The Toronto Raptors can win games. I think the Toronto Raptors can really win games because I think Nick Nurse is, if he's not, he's in the top five in coaches in the NBA because he doesn't have a roster and he's always in the mix.
You heard today that they're in negotiations of his departure.
Yeah. And he's going to go somewhere where he has more talent and more money, and he's going to.
Did I hear Houston? I know it. There's somebody.
I don't know if I'd take a Houston job.
But anyway, no. There's already people that have him on the radar that want to talk to him.
Yeah, and he's that good.
Do you think he'll call Jen and ask what her opinion is? Or
no?
Okay,
he got a better shot of him calling me. But thank you for that. Wow. Dated Jen's roommate, not Jen.
Sorry.
Wow.
If you get to take shots in life, you take 100% of the shots. If you don't, you miss
that's
them.
That's a shot at Jen, not at me.
I love you, Jen. I'm just being ha-ha. So
I think looking at these, I think there are two really – I don't think the underdog, I don't think that Sacramento, even though Sacramento is not the underdog, but when you're playing Golden State, you're the underdog. And
when it gets to this level of the season, yes.
Yeah. Except for Sacramento has home court. They've just never been in this situation. They you know, it's just, I get it. And they're a fun story, and they're a lot of fun to watch. And it's nice because Keegan's there, and it'll be cool to see him on TV. That's just a tough. There's so much experience on the other side of what to do and what not to do, and they're all just jumping up and down going, hey, we're in. Right. And Golden State's going, okay, we need to do this, this, and this, and that'll get us to here, and then we'll worry about the number one seed.
Man, I'm looking there. There's a lot of game time decision injuries for the Warriors yet. So, I mean, whether that's all gameplay or whether that's
– It's probably gameplay. Right. The Cavaliers and the New York Knicks, I think that's going to be a good series. And – now watching Atlanta, and Jaylen Brown had a bar. He had a glass break and cut his hand. He had like 5 stitches in his hand. I don't know if he's going to play that first couple of games.
Who would you say?
Jaylen Brown. So Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, that's one of the best duos in the league. So that'll be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see Lakers old, experienced.
Yes.
Memphis had experience from last year, really young, but doesn't have a couple of its bigs for at least the first 3 games. That's going to be an interesting series to see what happens. And then Really interesting story came out today about Giannis as well. After 2020, and I see 2020, 2021, they won the championship in 21. He wasn't having fun, and he was ready to just say, "Okay, I've had enough of basketball."
Right,
and that would be a huge loss for the NBA because he is such a ambassador for the NBA because of his background, because of the, you know, just how he wants to help people and do all that. I mean, he's one of the good guys, right? A lot of these guys, you cheer for him and go, "Give me a bat." I mean, you cheer for Giannis.
Right.
And I think you cheer. They were talking today on the radio on a bunch of shows. Who would you pay a ticket for? And then they did this caveat, which we all do, right? And you knew everybody was going to play, which they don't.
That's great.
Who would be the one guy that you would pay any amount of money if you knew he wasn't, you know, if it was his last game or that? And I was very surprised because, like, my kids, well, at least a couple of my kids would have said LeBron James.
Well, you mean current player?
Yeah, but Steph Curry won overwhelming.
Oh, absolutely.
To say, if I'm going to spend the amount of money that you have to spend and I want to go watch somebody perform at a level that you go, wow. Steph Curry does that. The stuff that Steph Curry does, now, does he dunk? No. Does he block shots? No. But the things he can do with a basketball, and as good a shot maker as he is,
he's a ton
of fun.
I mean, it's that style of game that, I mean, being that we live in Iowa and we see a lot of that from a collegiate level. I mean, that's what that created such a blaze around Caitlin Clark, that style of ball. But no, it's that type of thing. That it's not the where we used to see the massive heave hook, whatever, as you cross the last second shot that everybody tried to do on the playground at half court. These guys are
set. And Caitlin and Steph can shoot it.
They shoot it. They set it up and it's a jumper. And you're like, wow. Yeah, so, I mean, it's extending the game. It's bringing the game out, you know, that type of where we're changing the norm of what is used to be unheard of.
Exactly.
And now it's a logo shot is a standard shot now.
It's like hitting one from the top of the free throw line.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And I will say this, and I know a couple of the boys are listening because they're driving, and I'm not the biggest LeBron fan. I, on the basketball court, I think he's magnificent. Mm-hmm. I mean, he epitomizes the whining he's always whining. But when you actually watch him go up and down the floor or pull up for a shot or doing any of that, and you go, okay, think about this. He's 6'8", 265.
Oh, yeah.
He's a defensive lineman.
He's a hell of a tight end is what he is.
Well, he'd be a great tight end. Except for he doesn't like to get hit.
No, it's like, not my knees.
Yeah, my knees, exactly. Don't hit me.
No, he's a monster. He's a monster of a man. Yeah.
And when you look at, those are the things. So everybody out there, when you're getting ready to watch this, you need to just take a look at him and just go, wow. And you got to watch Joel Embiid go, here's a 7 foot, 315 pound guy.
Right.
Behind his back, between his legs, shoot a three, and the next time down, he does a spin move and dunks from like halfway from the free throw line. And you're like,
Embiid, you're talking about.
Yeah. And you're gosh.
You betcha.
And that's why with some of these guys that have gotten hurt and done that, Joel Embiid barely played his first 2 years. Barely. And then all of a sudden now, I mean, he is that MVP guy. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports. We're bringing you your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Plenty more to talk about. Believing that we have Randy Wehofer coming in at 5.
Fingers crossed.
We're just waiting to get confirmation. Scott and I will be right back. We need to get in here, and we'll talk about all the stuff that's coming up for the Iowa Cubs.
Pre-game is right after us at 6 on the Twins, or when is it?
Thursday, yes. There's no game tonight. So 6:05 first pitch. They'll come on right after we get off.
Right. Okay, cool.
And then we are off Friday.
Yes, we are.
So.
All right. So the leadoff in our lineup of support is Northwest Bank. Commitments you can bank on. Taking care of your personal business, mortgage, agricultural, private banking, wealth management, and insurance deed needs every day your way. Locations West Des Moines, two in Ankeny, one in Ames, three locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Northwest Financial Group earned the Top Workplace Award for the eighth year in a row from the Des Moines Register. Check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hands. Also, take advantage of applying online for loans from Northwest Bank. Once again, don't wait. Open an account with Northwest Bank. Commitments you can count on. Member FDIC. Did you hear a...
That's a panther growl.
I knew that. Did you hear a... When I... Did you hear a static?
Yeah.
Is that you or me?
I'm assuming it's you.
So hitting the board made it better. You like that?
Now look how clear you are.
That was so Gilligan's Island.
It was.
You shut it off, you smacked the board, and then you turned it back on.
I need a little hammer.
Okay, there we are.
There we go. We're all good to go.
Maxwell's silver hammer. Look at him go.
Okay. So just to kind of maneuver around a little bit today, we can kind of go all over the place.
Okay, that would be show scheduling. That's what we usually do. So, yes. Fire away.
I thought it was really funny. So there's a lot of... Last year, you didn't hear about very many gals in the transfer portal. There's gals in the transfer portal this year. And you knew that Iowa was looking at a couple. I knew they were looking at a big. And they also just came in with, let me see if I can find her name. Her name is Anaisha Morrow. She averaged 23.8 points a game at DePaul. And here's the teams that are looking at her. LSU, South Carolina, Notre Dame, Iowa, Maryland, USC, and Ole Miss. And it was really funny because when you listen to the people that report on the Iowa Hawkeyes, the Iowa Hawkeyes don't have any scholarships open at this current time. And lo and behold, when a couple are out there that are looking at Iowa, boom, they have one, and there are whispers that there's another, and I didn't know the first one. I didn't even know she was on the team, which is probably more my fault than her fault.
Right.
But she has left. I actually think she might just be going to school. And so that gave them one scholarship, and I think they're looking at another person that might be leaving. They give them two and definitely looking for the big. And I think that's they would take that big first. But having somebody that can score 23.8 points a game takes a lot of pressure off a lot of people on that team. So going to be interesting.
You also heard this today. Two names connected to the Iowa Hawkeyes are Louisville's Haley Van Lith.
Yeah.
There's talk.
Yeah. If she came, and like we said.
And Stanford's Lauren Betts.
Yep. And that Lauren Betts is the big.
The big. Yeah. That's I've heard a lot of.
Right. And I'm pretty sure. And I think if they can find a spot that Haley might come play there. But this DePaul girl is really good. But either way, it's going to be interesting to see what all goes down with the Hawkeyes. And once again, still crickets from Ames. Nothing.
I listened a little bit last night after the show on a cyclone related show, if you will. There seems to be some, I mean, they're not talking about it, but it seems to be a little bit of, okay, what we're going to need out of Audie Crooks, what we're going to need out. I mean, they're talking about what is needed. It's just not talking about
all the people that they lost that Audie Crooks has to come in and be needed.
But they're right.
Instead of just working your way.
I know. If I can smell your angst and sarcasm with your, I want to know what's going on.
Yeah. I just think it's funny that there's, I mean, that and really, kudos for Iowa State to keep it quiet. I mean, it's just, it's funny.
Okay.
Not ha-ha funny, just funny.
It's you know, that, but it, yeah, you got to believe there is a plan to the path, or path to the plan, however you want to say it, that, but it's, you can't wait. If you're going to do something in the portal, you can't wait. You gotta
be out there.
You got holes to fill. Let's figure this out.
Yeah, that's true. And I agree with that. Just a little quick throwback to golf. Patrick Cantlay came on today, a couple of different shows. I listened to one of them and he said, yes, I was in a mess because the group in front of them, they were having to wait all that time. And he's not very good at waiting, and he was angry, and then his anger just made him slow down and try to get the anger out. I'm like, okay.
Slow down even more?
Yeah, I get this, that he's a notoriously slow player, and he's a notoriously blame somebody else type of player.
Oh, okay.
So you kind of let that go. But I thought it was very interesting that, okay, I'm getting thrown under the bus, and so I'm going to throw somebody else under the bus. Now, his issue is what I told you was Victor Hovland took a shot while he was walking up that wasn't his shot. He was not – Patrick Cantlay was out.
Right.
And Victor Hovland said,
I'm miffed. I'm done. Let's do this.
I'm hitting my ball, and I'm hitting it now because I'm not going to stand here and wait. And so I think that was more
– Could he have been penalized? Did he get penalized for doing that?
No, he wasn't even put on the clock by the PGA.
Wow.
And I think one of the reasons why they weren't put on the clock was just because of that whole weekend, the rain and the conditions and all of that. And I just think they said, you know what, these patrons, it's a beautiful day. I don't think anybody's going to care out here that they're standing out here watching a bunch of golf. And if the golfers get mad, buck up, boys. Come on.
Well, they did come after Colin Morikawa after he moved his ball.
And that was the part. See, now that's the bad part about social media. And I thought we did a really good job because we said, yes, we're going to talk about this, but we don't know if we have the whole story. And that was the part that they forgot on the video was that he had placed his ball down. And he went to move his thing, and the ball rolled down. So he got to go up and try to place the ball where he and his caddy believed that the ball was there.
That's good information.
And then got to move his thing up and place it there so we could pick the ball back up. So no penalty, but they forgot. So the people that said, got you, you're cheating, forgot to play the whole video.
Okay.
That watched it. All right. when he put his mark down, the ball rolled over his mark and went down. So he had to come back.
I've been there many a times. I know.
Me too.
I know. My foot accidentally hits it out of the rough.
And it moves closer. I
always go. I always go at a 90 degree
angle to
away
to
from the tree.
Safer place to hit the ball. I get you. So we forgot to talk about that because I had saw that and I came into work and Matt, who sits behind me, and we always, I'm like, Matt, you're just going to have to come in here and start being on the show because this is what we do all day long. We sit and talk sports and work. He's like,
he used air quotes, by the way,
work. he showed me the video of the ball moving and I'm like, okay, not. That made sense because I'm like, no golfer is going to pick up his mark and move it up to where his ball is. They just aren't going to do that. They know that's a penalty. And I'm like, I was surprised that it was Colin. Now, if it was Patrick Reed, I'm like, oh, that dirty, rotten cheater.
Oh, you dirty rat. Yes. There you go. Exactly.
So I'm good with that one. But
haven't heard. I wish, you know, and this is the way we think as a sports society, if you will. It's you know. I hope Tiger's okay. Is he still limping? I haven't heard anything.
I haven't heard anything either.
Was it something that just happened for the day and he was able 2 days to get out of it, or is it lingering?
It looked bad.
So
a couple of cool things about Jon Rahm. The first one is that Jon Rahm is playing in, I think it's the RBC Heritage this weekend.
I was going to say, the way he's built, he's a professional athlete. That is awesome.
Yeah.
It gives us all hope. So.
Exactly. He's going there to play. And they asked him today, after winning the Masters and having all that and a long weekend, why are you going? And he goes, because I committed. And I hope and I believe that people are going there. Some people are going there because I committed to play.
Right.
And I'm not going to disappoint those people just because I won the Masters. And I'm like, okay, now I like you even more than I thought. Then they asked, who was the coolest person that reached out to you by social media or whatever? And he goes, oh, there's one. And he goes, it was a phone call. And it was a very, very fast phone call. I mean, it happened really quickly.
Christopher McDonald? Shooter McGavin?
No.
Oh, okay.
Rafael Nadal.
Oh, wow. Good Lord.
And he goes, Rafi and I have a really good relationship. I call him when things go well for him. He calls me. But for him to call that quickly, and he goes, for somebody to even bring me my phone, knowing that it was, if it was Rafael Nadal, that it was okay to come interrupt me with what I was doing.
That's pretty cool.
But he's just a good dude.
That is neat.
So I really like that part. And it Masters was that a lot of people watched the Masters this weekend.
They did, and it was for different reasons. That they again, when you get extremes, and the fact that we had the live guys back and things like that, it's like we always say, they split it down the middle. Some of the guys wanted to see how well they did. Can they do it? Other people tuned in to see them fail.
Right.
And it didn't happen. I mean, it was interesting to hear different people that not exactly were, I guess, completely enthralled in PGA or Masters, whatever, but to hear a lot of people comment, ooh, about the limp. I mean, Tiger's limp was, there was, you know, fringe people going, yeah, is this dude okay?
Yeah.
Why is he doing this to himself?
And he should have had somebody come. I think they actually did have somebody come pick him up. That'd have been a long walk back in. Yeah, I enjoyed it as well because it used to be before the times that we are in now. I remember Zach had just been born. He was probably 3 months old. We went down for Easter, and we were watching when he won his first Masters, mm-hmm. Tiger did.
Yeah.
Didn't start off well, then just
laughed. Was he wearing a red shirt on Sunday? Oh, wait, he always did.
Yeah,
he
always does, yeah, from when he was even little. You know, Tiger moves the needle, but you only got on Thursday, Friday, you barely got any coverage on TV.
Right.
And on Saturday, Sunday, you got a 4 or 5 hour time frame.
Right, because they halted play again.
And well, no, I'm talking about back then. Now you come here and you can pick it up on ESPN Plus. You can pick it up.
Four channels.
Yeah,
they had
everywhere.
They had live groups going on the website.
Right, and you had like whole. They had Amen Corner. Then they had other. I mean,
you could follow a foursome. You could do this. Yeah,
so much more. And they're wondering, well, wow. So what you're saying is, the more that it's on live TV, the more eyeballs watch it. I'm thinking that is a clue.
Weird math, right?
Yeah. Weird math. I don't understand that thinking. But
one of the best things come out of this week, the fact that Brooks Koepka did as well as he did, the old footage from the interview where was it Bryson DeChambeau wears metal cleats, and you could hear him walking down the sidewalk, and the Brooks Koepka eye roll from when he was just the. There's not a lot of love between those two.
They do not like each other.
It was awesome.
I think if one or the other knew, because it's really funny, they both announced live separate places, but almost at the same time.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't think they communicate, because I think if one would have said, yep, I'm going to live. Okay. Time out. I'm going to go this way then. Yeah, they do not. You know, Brooks doesn't get along with hardly anybody. So, and Bryson DeChambeau, I mean, they're both, one's weird and one's standoffish. So
that is the
what
most,
a combo.
Most polite way to say something that we can only say off air.
We can't say it on air.
Very good. Standoffish. I like it. Let's go with that.
It is.
So you know what? Next time you're being standoffish, I'll let you know that you're being standoffish. Okay.
Thank you. I'm never standoffish. Never. Okay, so we took care of the NBA. We are 2 weeks from tomorrow. We are NFL draft football going right after our show gets off. So
you betcha.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week, we will start our first. What Jeremy and I had done before is the first couple of days we do our first 12, and then so. Tuesday we'll do our first 12, and then Wednesday, Thursday we'll do 6 and 6 or something like that to get through the first round. And we'll put that out on social media and see how we do. So we'll talk a little NFL draft coming up here, and because I have
to figure out who needs what.
I'm getting tired of all the quarterback slapping around that's happening out there. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. Scott and I will be right back.
101 on sports. Join the conversation on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody, again. Happy Wednesday. Drive safely home. Want to get you home in one piece. Go outside and enjoy this beautiful day because you never know what's going to be around the corner. What'd you say for Saturday? 50.
Last I saw, high of 53, and it's supposed to rain Friday into Saturday.
Nice.
We need the moisture.
We do. Grass getting green.
That's the Iowa boy in me. We need moisture.
You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing you your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. Welcome in. Twitter is at Happy Hour underscore SS, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at 1700 The Champ, and at Steen on Sports. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. Website is 1700thechamp.com. I'll try to get the podcast up tonight. I couldn't get our skimmer, which plays back our show. I can't get it to load, so I have to figure out what's wrong with that. So I will get that done as quickly as I can. Minnesota Twins, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Yankees in New York. Big series. It's a really big series for Minnesota, and the Yankees are struggling a little bit. And the Tampa Bay Rays are playing really well. Okay, you're smiling. You're a Cubs fan. Stop it.
What?
You're smiling because my Yankees are over 500. Are your Cubs over 500?
Yes, they're over 500. They lost. You know what?
Are they?
They're a game and a half out of first place in their division.
There you go.
They lost today. They are, I believe it's 6-5. They lost 5-2 to Seattle today. They won 14-9 in a heck of a game, which we'll talk about with Randy since it's one of his guys that went up and hit the grand slam. But they're 6-5. They are off tomorrow. The big Cubs are, and they play Dodgers.
You're right. You should have smiled because my Yankees are only 8-4. So I get that. That's good.
No, I love that you get some sort of distress that
they're eight and four.
I get it. You pay that much for a team.
They're not even close.
They should be good.
They're not
all
even
the
close what? Anymore.
Oh, okay.
They're not. I don't even know if they're in the top 10. It's crazy. That is crazy. Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls Company is Iowa's intelligent building solution company. They provide, design, engineer, install, program, and service HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls for the entire state of Iowa. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security all at the same time. Located in Ankeny, Iowa, go to womancontrols.com, and you can see all those things we just talked about and everything they have to offer. And you could also look for employment opportunities in development, project management, field or service technicians, and many more for an outstanding automation, machinery, manufacturing company.
All right,
you got something?
You made reference to the Rays. They are 11-0.
They are.
Okay.
That's a pretty good start.
That's a good start, but it's not the best.
It's not the best of all time.
13-0 is the best start. It was the 82 Braves and the 87 Brewers. Both went, obviously, different years, but went.
87
done
Brewers, Robin Young.
Okay, so I ask you this, Mr. Sports Guy. All right, so they've got the Red Sox tonight, 5-6 Red Sox tonight at 5:40. The Rays do.
Mm-hmm.
So is that a W?
Rays pitching is much better than Boston's pitching.
So 12-0.
In Tampa Bay? Or is it in Boston?
You know what? I'd have to look at that.
I
but with that being
I guess
said.
I can look too while you're saying it. Go ahead.
Thursday, it's tomorrow. It's a noon 10, so 12-10 game. At Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow is the Red Sox again at noon. So 13-0 is possible.
Yes.
Okay.
The way they're hitting, the way pitching is, and you are right.
Then they go to the Blue Jays.
I saw this pitch clock. I don't know if everybody had all the circumstances, and I can't wait to ask Randy this as well. But stolen bases has been the outlier that no one knew was coming. the amount.
Yeah, I will say that, and it's
the amount of stolen bases and not getting caught, because the it was like it last year it dropped down to like the low 70s of success.
Okay, and it's the first thought was, oh, the bases are bigger, it's easier to steal. No, it's the
because they know when you have to pick your foot up.
And last night during watching the Cubs game, it was interesting to see the pitcher put his head down, kind of resetting, and it was nope, you know, that's a strike. Nope, that's a ball. When it was it's to see because of there was infractions because of the pitch clock.
Yeah.
And I was it is. It
nobody's makes, complaining about 2 hour and 28 minute games.
No, and they're moving, and which is a side note, but it's there is somebody complaining. But anyway,
family related?
No. But it is when you watch a game, it is slightly different. It's more energetic. It's more movement. I don't know. It is a slightly different game to watch on TV.
Are the Chicago?
I've watched a lot of baseball already this year on TV.
Right. Is Chicago Cubs that team that people watch it no matter what? Or since they had success there for a while, is that falling? Has that fallen off?
Let's just say the what do we call it? The hope train is coming through. It's coming through the Midwest again, and
it's not on WGN anymore all the time, is it? Or anytime?
No.
See, that's the problem too. So you don't get games all the time.
I get every game.
Well, I know you get. I know you,
dude. We in this age that we live in, it's the marquee network. If you want some, if you want Iowa State games, you figured out how to go watch them, right? If you wanted to find ESPN,
you
found a lot of games.
But it's not easy to find it. It's not just,
boom. Oh, good Lord.
I'm an easy guy.
Really?
Yes. His boom
was, he got the clicker out, and he made a clicker noise at me because it's just boom.
This is
boom. Oh, my Lord.
Okay, so here's a funny.
Jeez.
I go home, and I walk in. I go, hi, Nana. She goes, hi. Okay, so when can Scott come over here and help me get through my TV? I loved it. I'm like, oh my God, he would love that because he loves to show off. So there you go.
Okay, thank you.
And then she goes, and can he help us with our ring too? I'm like, I talked to him about
get
that
the ring,
too.
Just get the ring is plug and play. You're gonna love it.
No, I know. We
love
had
our
one,
ring.
But it was battery, and we didn't have enough batteries, and we need to.
Okay,
we need
to. There you go. We also have the
floodlight thing. One is the one that because it's right there.
Love it. Love it.
And so it would see the front door, the garage, everything.
Just a public service announcement. If you get a ring, the microphone on our floodlight can hear people up to almost a half a block away. Right. You learn everything
you
about your neighborhood.
You can hear some things.
I love it.
And we have a pretty quiet neighborhood. If people are out talking in our neighborhood, it's because somebody had an accident or something.
Yeah, exactly. I don't need, I don't need a field cam if I'm going to go deer hunting. There's a herd that comes through my backyard every night.
Isn't that crazy? That is
all right,
fun.
But no, what I was saying, one of the things that I am starting to hear, and it's kind of funny, about the pace of play has sped up so much that they cut off beer sales in the seventh inning. They're like, you know what? It's pretty quick. Why don't we go ahead, you know, for you guys, why don't you go, we're gonna let you keep selling beer so you guys can have one more beer. No, somebody went, line item on the budget, beer sales are down because the games are too quick.
Right.
So they changed it.
Right. And see, I never understood that because you can't get out. I always hated that part. So you can't get out of the ballpark no matter where you're at. Can't get out very fast. And if your last beer was in the seventh inning, you don't have a beer in your hand. If I had a beer in my hand and the ninth inning's over and all these people are leaving, I'm sitting right back down in my chair going, hey, you guys have a good time getting out there to your cars, and I'm going to have a couple more beers.
I was going to say, I've seen the beers you get. They're 25-ounce silos.
Yeah.
I was going to say, even if you're getting in the seventh inning, you should be good. You should be good.
It might. It's not a
And we'll
gift.
Wait. Hopefully Randy does come in because heard some murmurs. You know that they are tearing up Martin Luther King on the south side of downtown?
They are tearing it up.
The north lane, which would have been the westbound lane, is defunct now, and it's two lanes on the south lane. So think about that. At Southeast 3rd, Southeast 2nd, and MLK, where you need to plan. If you're going to go downtown and go to the Cubs game, you need to plan because
– my thought process is they talk to the Cubs about that, but then that would be over and above.
Well, our thing was we always parked on the south side of the river.
Right.
And then would walk over the bridge and just to
over by,
what was it, Baker or something? Used to be Baker Electric, I think, or something like that.
Or you were over by, what's the restaurant that's right there?
It's not a restaurant. Tamiya's?
No.
Oh, Baltimore. Mullet's.
Mullet's.
Oh, yeah. You'd come across that bridge.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. But, I mean, it's there needs to be.
Oh my gosh, I haven't been there forever.
No. But, anyway, you need to do a little planning if you're going to head down. It's just not like, oh, it's, you know, small town Des Moines. We're going to go down to the game. What is this? So, yeah, you got to plan if you're going
to
get down.
What are they doing to the roads?
There is, I don't know. There's drainage. It looks like has to do with getting rid of stormwater downtown. The tubes they've got lined up are 6 foot across, they look like, but it's going to, it's diverting water out of downtown when it rains, because it's going to rain again. Yeah. We're going to have those times, and downtown's kind of a bowl, so you need to get the water out of there.
True. And it, nothing to do with, you know, them cutting the dam off and having running water.
No,
stuff like that.
No. That's where they end up taking out the, what is it, the different dams for, so we can have kayaking downtown Des Moines. I don't think that's quite here yet, but they're starting to do places where in Johnston and stuff, where you're going to have places you can put your kayak in the river.
That's cool. It's
evolving. That's what we do.
More interesting things. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Hopefully Randy is coming down and coming in. We'll see you at the top of the hour.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 7.
To the police department communications, that if you have the opportunity to come from